When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Y'all Gay. I'm Ever Maynard.
And I'm Allie Clayton.
Y'all, we had such a great time talking about prison wives. Mainly prison wives. A good chunk of this.
We talked a lot about prison wives.
If you're wondering, let's just get this out of the way. We're talking about prison wives.
I'm considering writing a prisoner.
Allie has already written a prisoner, and she's just too afraid to tell us. This was your way to be like, I'm thinking about writing a prisoner. And if I was like, that's a great idea, you would have been like, I did it already.
I did it.
Is it like a lotto where you're like, all right, I send it to this prison. We'll see who writes back.
I think that I got to go look. I think there's a website and you can pick which prisoner you write.
Wow.
So I'm going to go on there and look for one where the crime is low, the titties are big.
I hope this all works out for you.
Thank you.
What you got going on coming up, Allie?
Oh, well, I have a show on March 12th. It's going to be at Caveat in Manhattan at 9:30. I will also be a part of One Liner Madness, which is happening at the Bell House on the 13th, March 13th, at 8 p.m.
Now, that's really nice.
Oh, and I don't know if I said the other show is March 12th, the night before.
That's great, Allie. 1-2 punch. Thanks, here we go. These are big shows. Mm-hmm. Excited for you. I have, well, you already know, this is coming out after the 10th. So if you came out to any of my Burlington, Chicago, or to my solo show on the 7th, thank you so much. That was really nice of you. We did just get word that the 7th show sold out, my solo show. So we'll have another show on March 28th. It's not announced yet. So if you're in LA and you'd like to see it, I'll have links in my Instagram. You can follow Y'all Gay Pod on all socials at Y'all Gay Pod. You can find me at Ever Maynard.
And you can find my country butt at Allie Clayton Comedy.
Well, listen, y'all are really gay. If you need more gay content, please sign up for our Patreon. We have 2 extra episodes a month, and you're going to get some great merch. And Allie and I are going to do a live stream one day. Probably high.
Yeah. I mean, we did our last episode a bit high.
Maybe we should take a minute.
It was very funny.
Maybe we should keep it sober for a minute, because I'm just remembering. I'm like, oh, that's two highs already.
We'll keep it sober.
Well, listen, y'all, enjoy the episode. Leave us a comment and give it a 5-star rating. Thanks so much.
Thank y'all. Y'all are gay.
Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. The tea is crystal clear, y'all. Y'all say y'all gay. It's Allie and Ever here, y'all. We got a lot to talk about. So let us ask you now, y'all gay.
Okay, now that's what's up.
All right.
Now we're back. Woo. You wish your mama a happy birthday?
Yes, my friend. I did.
Okay.
Ever was just like, by the way, it's your mom's birthday. I hope you texted her.
Yeah, I need to make sure, you know?
I did, man. I sent her $50.
That's
nice.
She
went and got a pedicure.
That's great. I got a manicure and a pedicure yesterday.
Yeah,
look at these shiny blues. You can't, that's a nice shiny top coat too. And I,
wow,
they gave me,
how
a,
you feel about that?
I don't know. I'm gonna be honest, I don't know. They gave me a pedicure too, which I needed, But now my heels are cracked. The skin
because of the pedicure?
Yeah, they didn't do it right. This woman was half-assing it. I'm like, these need to be smooth.
Yeah, no. How much do you pay for that to have your heels cracked?
Man, $60 to get my heels cracked, man. I got the San Francisco special. Hey, man. I heard y'all crack heels.
You got the San Francisco dud.
I got dudded down in San Francisco.
Yeah, you did.
I mean, it's weird to see it. Like, I just saw it on screen.
It was weird for me to see it.
Yeah, and
when
then
I came on screen.
I'll look at my hands, and I don't know how to explain it, but I feel like Paula Deen. I saw him. I was like, am I Paula
when
Deen?
When does Paula Deen ever wear dark blue nail polish?
I just feel like, yeah, this is, I just feel, Paul. I just feel, I don't know how to explain it, but with nail polish on, I feel like Paula Deen.
Okay.
And it doesn't, I saw it on somebody's face. I said, whose nails are those? And I was like, oh, those are my nails. Whoops.
You said, who is that, Paula Deen?
Hey, so are we having a threesome with Paula Deen tonight? And I didn't know about it.
I played Paula Deen one time in this thing called Character Assassination.
Oh, yeah, those are fun.
And it was all, yeah, they're really fun. And it was all different chefs. And, of course, I was Paula Deen.
Paula Deen, baby. Now, does she get canceled or is she just, like, not doing much?
I don't think Paula Deen's been canceled. I mean, she should be. I mean, it seems like she's canceled.
She's canceled. We just, because she had that party. She had that Southern party.
And she was.
Uh-huh. Real racist.
She was, yeah, acting like she was.
Mm-hmm. If yeah. Listeners, she's all, yeah, fuck you, Paula Deen. I'm not
fuck you, Paula Deen.
You suck. Maybe Paula Deen's not the right
giving
person.
Us Southerners a bad rap.
Is it Ursula?
Oh, I could see because you're listing
bigger women.
you're listing
monsters,
voluptuous women, but also women that I feel like have extra testosterone in their system. Yeah. Ursula and Paula Deen.
Just beefy women. testosterone speaking.
Yeah. I feel like Paula Deen shaves her face. What do you think?
Oh, 100%. Paula Deen shaves her face for fun. I honestly, my friend shaves, I got a couple of friends that shave their face and it actually is like an exfoliator.
Yes. Yeah. I want to try these little things that Kedri has that microblade things.
Yeah. I'm sorry I couldn't make that coffee chat.
I know.
I heard it was wonderful.
It was. We had a great time. I was actually listening to it today and I was like, damn, this is pretty funny.
This is a great time.
Yeah.
Oh man, I stayed at an RV trailer park this past week.
Well, hey there, cousin.
Yeah, no. So it was interesting. We spent part of the week in this like nice condo in La Quinta. And then we stayed at this RV park in a floor model mini home. But the floor model was from the 90s.
Oh.
And I was like, damn, this is kind of like my family's house, like on the low. Not my parents' house, but like an aunt or uncle's. I was like, oh, we're back in Westphalia now. And the locks didn't really work. I looked, because the bed was just a bed frame, and I looked to the side, it was carpeted. And between the carpet and the wall, there were fingernails.
Hold on, like, not like finger, like marks, like the actual
like
nails.
Like the nails. Just a little bit of grime all over the
place.
Where
were the fingernails stuck exactly?
Because it was carpeted.
Oh.
And I didn't say anything because I was like, what can they do? Like,
all I can think is that somebody was getting fucked so hard they grabbed the wall and their nails popped
off. They bit their nails. It was clear they bit their nails.
Well, that's not nearly as fun.
I know. Could you imagine you're getting donged down so hard? You're clawing at the wall like a feral cat.
And all your nails come off? That'd have to be the best dong down you ever gotten. Dude.
That dong down got me. I'm out of commission after that dong down. I'm not getting my deposit back, am I? That dong down lost my deposit.
Sorry about all those nails and that blood on the wall. I was really getting dong down.
I was getting dong down, and it's surprising to both of us, but check out these nails. Maybe it won't be so surprising.
Hey, I figured out where I'm going to meet my wife.
Tell me.
Write a prisoner.
No.
This is a thing I could do.
No. No. Allie. Okay.
I mean, I could find somebody great. Like, it could be somebody.
As your best friend and your couple partner, I'm going to let you know, this doesn't sound good, Allie. And I'd like to remind you that you're in a better place than you think you are right now. Hey, friend, you know what I can find my wife? Locked up behind bars. Have you ever seen Love is Blind? It's just like that, but with a criminal.
Hey. Mark? I mean, I thought about writing a prisoner.
Why did you do that?
Because what if I find, like, somebody, like, rich, and maybe she's arrested for, like,
blue collar crime.
I don't know.
Martha Stewart style.
Like blue collar crime. Or like maybe she was protesting.
I don't know that protesting in a
prison.
I think there might be something attached to that, my friend. Well, sometimes on Instagram, on my reels, I'll get like prison like dudes, like hot prison guys that do like live streams somehow from prison.
Yeah, I've been listening to this one podcast, and they
And this is where you're getting your prison ideas?
And this is where I'm getting my prison ideas. It's Kale Lowry's, because I used to be obsessed with the show Teen Mom, and this is one of the teen moms, but now she's in her 30s.
and she's dating prisoners?
No, she did used to date a guy in prison, but she doesn't anymore, but they talk about the right of prisoner, and I was like, man.
That sounds really nice.
That sounds great. But there's this show on Lifetime called Prison Brides.
No.
You can get conjugal visits.
Allie, I'll fuck you if you need to get fucked before you go.
You can get married in prison.
Allie, I don't think you're kidding, man.
I'm not.
Hey, I think
I've really been thinking. I was like,
I need to pause this podcast and have like a real heart to heart with you right now. Hey, you know where I can meet my wife? Well, she's
right a prisoner.
Right a prisoner. She's got nothing better to do. But then you don't know, Allie, because she's in a prison with a lot of other women. You don't know. You would have to have an open dong down policy.
I ain't doing that.
Well.
I ain't doing that.
And you're going to believe that this woman is in a prison filled with other women. Or this mom, you know, person with whatever.
And when she sees the spread eagle pictures I send her, she won't be interested in anyone else.
That Papa Squat puss.
Papa Squat over puss. The camera. Yeah.
Bing. My friend, no.
How's prison?
I feel like you should just go to Oklahoma. That's hell enough, man. Shit. Fuck you, all you listeners in Oklahoma. Move. I'm kidding. I'm not kidding.
I just feel like ain't nobody gonna love you like a prisoner will.
I feel like, yeah, not. I feel you. Listen, maybe y'all been in prison. Maybe y'all haven't been in prison. But
what do y'all think about my idea? Let us know. Should I
marry a prisoner?
Should I marry a prisoner? Should I write a prisoner?
No, you should not, Allie.
Some great content.
No, no, no. Because you know how old people are always getting duped by scam calls?
Yeah.
That this is your scam call.
I know, because you know what? They could tell me it was a blue collar crime, or they could be like, you know what? This man kicked my dog and I shot him, and I would believe it.
And you would, but what if they have other women who are, who they're getting married to too?
Well, no, you can legally, like,
I know,
legitimately,
but you can
get
scam.
Married.
I'm sure you could scam. If I were in prison right now, I mean, this mugshot, come on.
Dude.
And women were like, I want to marry you. I'd be like, yeah, sure. Put $100 in the commissary a month. We'll see what we can do.
Dude, you would be fucking in prison.
I would be fucking in prison. You've seen Orange is the New Black? I'm the top dog.
Mm-hmm.
I would fuck. I'd fuck you in prison. If you were like, let's write a prisoner, I would be like, that's my partner wife. But at the same time, I would have seven other partner wives. I'm so sorry. I'm king of the Dongtown Palace. In Pensacola.
King of the Dongtown Palace.
That's how I'm going to start introducing myself to people now, women. What's up, female? I'm king of the Dongtown Palace. Why don't you come to Panty Dropper Paradise in Pasadena? I'll show you a time
Ooh.
Or two.
Wow.
That's what's up.
I like it.
I got in-unit washer and dryer. I got a dishwasher.
Cream your panties as much as you want. We can wash them over and over again.
Yep. You don't even have to hang them over the shower rod to dry. Pop them
Where are you at right now, dog?
I'm in San Francisco, dog.
Oh, okay.
Getting my nails painted, hanging out in the
getting bay. Your heels cracked.
Getting my heels cracked, man. Aren't you listening? I went to get a pedicure. I said, dry these out even more. I can feel the dead skin building up. It's been over 10 years since I've had a pedicure. I just wash them in the shower and trim them every now and then.
Well, that's good.
I have to go get a ped egg now. I thought she was going to put some more oil on it or something. And then at night, I was like, hey, do these look cracked to you? Do yours look like this?
I'll send you a pic. There's something you should get to have in the shower to do your heels with. And it really works. And then what I do is I put Aquaphor all over my heels and put socks on.
I fucking love Aquaphor, man.
Man, just get it all in them cracks, man.
So before, I used to be against, I didn't like the feeling of lotion or any kind of cream on my body or any kind of petroleum gel. After having top surgery, man, that shit is good. Smear it on my face. Soak it in. Have you ever done an Aquaphor mask?
Yeah.
Shit's good. Send your future wife that.
I'll have to.
I was really excited for you, and now I'm concerned for you right now. Hey, maybe it'll turn out right.
Never know.
What is your first letter going to be?
I'm not down to play games, okay?
First things first, I'm not here to play games. I'm going to be upfront with you.
I'm looking for a wife that could be getting out anytime between 2 and 7 years.
2 to 7 years? Uh-uh, Allie. You need to be sooner than that.
Okay.
You need to revise that.
They could be getting out anytime between 6 months to 3 years.
Nope. Closer. 6 months to 1.5 years.
Okay.
Say it again.
Hello, future wife. I just want to let you know I'm not here to play games, okay? And I'm looking for somebody that's going to be released from prison in 6 months to 1.5 years. Now, do you want to see a picture of my pussy?
And this is me responding back.
Okay. This is great. Yes.
I'm opening up the mail. ASMR for our listeners. Dear future wife. Sup? I'm getting out in about 6.5 months. I am also not here to play games. I've been in penitentiary for over 12 years. A man looked at me wrong and I set his whole body on fire. And then I threw him in the lake. But it wasn't really my fault. I was just having a bad day and I was on my period. Afterwards, I robbed a bank and then I threw my mother in the river, but I guess I was just being manic. Anyways, I'm on good release behavior. I'm not
here. Good release behavior.
As you can tell, I aced improv. Anyways, can you send me $100 for my commissary? I can't wait to meet you. Love, yours forever. Ever.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Okay, I just want to be up front with you. I set a man on fire and then I threw my mother into a river. Can you still love me? I'm changed.
It's been 12 years.
Mm-hmm. I did it in my 20s.
Yeah, you're probably a totally different woman now.
I am. My name is Brenda Lee. And I have long hair, and I braid it.
Oh, that's so sexy, Brenda Lee.
You're so sexy. How about sending me a squat pic?
Oh, it's already in the mail.
That's so cool. Listen, I have a contraband phone. I'm going to slip you my number.
Yeah.
Okay, now write to me again. I want to be a different prisoner.
Oh, I wanted to be a prisoner. Okay, I wanted you to write me a letter.
Okay, I'll write you a letter.
Okay.
Hello. We haven't met you yet. Hello. We haven't met yet, but I just wanted to let you know how much I'm looking forward to and I'm exciting. Hang on. Hello. We haven't met yet, but I wanted to let you know how excited I am to be falling in love with you. I can imagine our life together, filled with freedom, fresh air, car rides, pets, and possible children. I know that I will be the best couple partner that you've ever had. I'm forgiving, I'm patient, I have somewhat of an income, and I will always be your biggest supporter. I'm not here to play games, and I'm going to tell it to you up front. I'm looking for a wife. Maybe you don't want kids, and maybe you do, and that's all right. We'll take it in stride. I do believe in a God, but I don't know if it's the Christian God. And I need to know that you believe in something, if not yourself. Have you heard of Jehovah, our Savior? The one true God. Love, Ever.
Thank you for writing me so much, Ever.
This is Tamya.
Fuck you. Tamya. Took a big old swallow of bubble drink.
My mama's name was Tammy. My grandma's name was Tanya. They named me Tamya.
Tamya, so beautiful.
Anyways, thank you for your lovely letter. I read the whole thing. Just kidding. I had a friend read it to me. I can't read.
Also, I would like to say that we are not making fun of inmates. In particular, we are just... because people should have a second chance in life. And I realize this is possibly quite insensitive. But at this point, Hallie and I just want to do dumb things.
I haven't gotten to my crime yet.
Anyways, Ever.
I love what you're saying about us having babies and pets. And I just want to let you know I'm open to any pet, but legally, I cannot have any type of reptile. One of my main things that got me in here is it took me a couple of days, but I took a 200 tiny lizards, and I tied them tail to tail. And then I went outside swinging them like a lasso. And they said, that's animal cruelty. They locked me up.
Dear Tanya, so, I think that's very impressive. Especially so that those lizard tails didn't just fall off. I think I become smitten with you more and more with every rodeo swing.
Ain't nobody ever written me a love letter like that. That was beautiful. And you know what? I'm real good at tying knots.
Dear Tam,
I got
Go ahead, man.
Go ahead.
Now I want to be your prison friend, and I'm going to help you write this letter back.
Okay.
Today's episode is brought to you by prison friends.
What's your name?
My name's Bendadryn.
Bendadryn and Tamra, yes.
Tamra, nice to meet you. I see you've been getting letters. Well, we know each other. Yeah. We're prison friends. Bendadryn.
Yeah.
We're Bendadryn.
Bendadryn and Tamra.
You got another one then.
Bendadryn.
Tamra.
I got me another love letter
in
from my lover ever.
Now, does it smell good? They put any perfume on it or what?
I'm going to be honest with you, Bendigen. I think she rubbed her pussy on it.
Smell like it. Smell about like it.
Mm-hmm. Smells like it.
Hey, man, you slept with that? Can I sleep with it under my pillow tonight?
Oh, just for the aroma?
Just for the aroma, yeah. Man, you're a good friend, Tamra.
I understand. Yeah, I've had it for a day now, you know, I've smelled it a lot.
I ain't trying to encroach on your woman here, but...
Oh, I appreciate that.
I respect you, but I have needs as well. Nobody's taking the bait on mine.
Oh, what did you put up on Ride a Prisoner?
I just kind of put my mugshot up. I said, listen, who hasn't robbed a convenience store or two? Maybe. But, you know, I committed some pretty hefty insurance fraud. I put my car on the train tracks and I let a BNSF carrying about half a mile load of chemicals crash into it. It exploded a whole town in Ohio. I have got a lot of manslaughter charges on my back. I'm not getting out for quite a while.
Oh.
I inadvertently...
Well, don't you worry. I'm supposed to be getting out anywhere from 6 months to a year if I get good behavior. Well, so, Bendigen, I'll come visit you.
I appreciate that, man. You know that 90...
I put...
Go
if
ahead.
You
what
write,
you put?
So what I put... So this is what
I
put up.
What you put? Give me some tips.
I said... I was real friendly. I said, hey, y'all, I'm Tamra. And I put an exclamation mark.
No, try that because I've been putting periods.
Punctuation. Yeah, put exclamation mark. That means you're excited.
Hey, y'all, I'm Bendadryn.
Exactly.
Exclamation mark. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you want to start with the exclamation mark. And then I said, I am here for animal cruelty, but it was only lizards. Because people get upset about dogs, but they don't seem to be that upset about lizards. And so I said, but it was only lizards.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in here for 10 years. I'm about to get out. And I've saved up $7,000.
Tamra.
Come and get me, ladies.
$7,000, Tamra.
I've been
saving.
Yeah,
scrimping and
that's
saving.
What I've been saving. You know, everybody up here is buying ramen noodles and ding-dongs, and I ain't buying shit. Saving money for my life with my wife.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Now, I got another 12 to 15 before I could get parole, and maybe I'll start with this. Hi, my name's Bendadryn. And I've been in this penitentiary now going on 12 years, and I've atoned for my mistakes. I'm looking for an obedient wife. Someone who will obey my every command, who knows her
Bendigent.
Place in society and in the home. Yeah, this is sounding pretty good. I need a woman who wears her hair long and her skirts short around the house, but long on the streets. I need a woman who knows how to cook. I need a woman who will not read. No women should be reading in my house. Yeah, why are you giving me that look?
Bendigent,
Yeah.
You've been in for 12 years, so you don't know this.
Yeah.
But my future, you know, wife, I've been speaking with has told me a lot about this thing called feminism. And these folks, they don't want to just stay home and clean and cook.
Well,
I know. It's crazy. I couldn't believe it either.
These folks ain't going to be my wife. Now, I need you to avert eye contact with any and all males, look down at the floor when I address you, and I need to have stew twice a week. That's my commandments.
I mean, I think somebody will answer that, to be honest.
I think it sounds like I'm a real
There's
kid.
Somebody for everyone, Bendigen.
Isn't that nice, Bendigen? My character's too mean. I don't like that. I do not like that.
Oh, that was good.
Thanks. It was fun. I had a lot of fun on that.
I had a lot of good ones.
Hey, I had a couple good giggles. I don't know where that character came from. I want to do more characters.
Bendigen?
Yeah, I need to be doing more characters around the house, my friend. Big old hawk circling around. Of learning new languages with Babbel. And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds too. It's Babbel time.
Y'all know I have learning disabilities. I'm dyslexic and have ADHD. And I love that with Babbel, you can go at your own pace. And each convenient course is only 10 minutes. 10 minutes a day, y'all. That's all it takes to learn a new language.
And with Babbel, you can learn everything you need, like how to have real-world conversations, from vocabulary words to basic phrases to culture. Like, y'all could hang with Babbel.
Plus, what I really like is that Babbel has speech recognition technology that I think some of our more southern listeners will love because it helps you improve your pronunciation and accent. Everybody knows my accent's thicker than a 9 1/4 hot dog on a summer night, and Babbel actually understands me, y'all.
One thing I really love about Babbel is the content I'm learning is personalized. I get real-time feedback, tracking, and visualizations that help me stay focused and motivated. That's why 15 hours with Babbel is equal to one university semester. Y'all, that's the most university I've done.
Y'all, it is 2024, and it's time to be the best you with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
So here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, you can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/y'all gay.
Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/y'all gay, spelled BABBEL.com/y'all gay.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void. We're prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Don't cream your pants.
You know I already am. I'm rubbing it out as we speak. It's just gliding on the air flows. The high pressure system.
Saw some birds at the Children Museum. Thought of you.
Thank you. What kind of birds?
You're welcome. A hawk. Mm-hmm. It was a type, but as an Opry? An
Opry?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How many children were you with?
Just one today.
That's nice.
Except for it was a flood warning, but I did take him in the van. The parents are fine with me
That's
driving.
What the ladies, that's what I got to give them that warning before they come over to Panty Dropper Palace. It's flood warning. Hey, listen, I know we haven't met yet, but flood warning.
Hey, you ever seen somebody
flood
shoot out of a water slide?
Flood warning.
Flood warning.
You ever been on one of them water slides shoot straight down at all? It basically is just a huge douche.
No, that's been a minute since I've been on there, but I've been craving a water slide. I've been craving.
You're about to say I've been craving a douche,
man. That's crazy. I've been craving a douche. That's wild that you brought that up. You know, it is crazy that you did bring this up, Allie, because we do have a new product.
We do.
And it's called Luge Douche. And it comes in unscented, floral, and now this one's really fun, Sour Patch Doll douche.
Mm, not even a Sour Patch Kid, a Sour Patch Doll.
Yeah.
Love that.
Sour Patch Doll. And
so we got floral, unscented, Cabbage Patch Doll.
but sour.
And hamburger helper.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. most people don't want a scented douche, but we've heard you. We've heard the comments. We've been reading the messages. And you're like, if I could just walk around with some slapping stragatona. What are those noodles called? Stragatoni? Stroganoff?
Stroganoff.
If I can have my beef stroganoff smelling like stroganoff,
mm-hmm.
I would be set. Yeah. We'll get you clean. We'll get you smelling right.
Nice.
I did a VR thing. Speaking of water slides.
A virtual reality?
I put on a head thing. I went to Dave and Buster's. Go ahead.
You put it on at Dave and Buster's?
Yeah.
Or you put it on and it took you to Dave and Buster's?
Wouldn't that be a miracle, man? I put it on. Took me straight to Dave and Buster's. I was like, wow, it's like I'm here. And I still had to pay for the games, man.
Damn,
it sucked. No, I went with my friend Dibs and we played the race car game. I got first.
Nice.
But then we played this King Kong game where it's basically like a roller coaster ride. And I got real nauseous. I thought I was going to throw up.
I get so nauseous now on roller coasters, and I got really nauseous on the water slides when me and Brad were at Great Wolf Lodge.
Great Wolf Lodge has water slides.
Water slides. And it's so funny because...
Are they indoor? They're indoor.
It's indoor.
It's an indoor water park, so you know it smells good.
Great. And Brad is so funny because... I mean, it literally, when he gets to the top, when we finally make it to the top, it seems like I'm torturing him because he'll finally sit down and then he'll be like, is this scary? Am I going to be okay? Is it scary? Is this very scary? Do I need to be scared? And he'll be like, oh my gosh. Oh my God. And then some people will be like, does he not want to do this? And I'll be like, nah, watch this. And I'll push him down the slide. And he'll just be like, hasta la vista, baby! I'm like, no, he's having the time of his life. Trust. He just gets a little nervous right beforehand.
Yeah, like we all do.
Yeah, and he'll scream. What is he screaming for? Ariana Grande!
I hope he gets to meet Ariana Grande one day.
I hope he does too.
Allie, yeah. I need to know, are you serious about riding a prisoner?
Yes.
Have you already written the prisoner?
No, I need to go on the website, Ride a Prisoner website. I've just heard about it on this podcast, and now I'm like, I'm interested.
I see, you live in New York City. You have ample opportunity to meet a woman outside of a podcast or a non-binary person.
Outside of a
prison. You have ample opportunity, man. You're too good looking.
I reckon I could get back on the apps, but
you can meet people at comedy shows. Come on now, go do some more queer comedy shows.
Okay.
Come on. You got great tits and a great ass.
Thanks, friend.
Come on now. You get a little confidence on that stage. Crush it. Hang out afterwards. These dumb sluts will come running over. I'm King Ding Dong.
Yeah, you are.
And they'll be like, oh my God, Allie, I want to be your wife. And you'll be like, great. Grow out your hair. Wear a long skirt. I need to do twice a week.
I think your person should be interested in being a Mormon.
I am a Mormon.
Oh, okay.
I'm Mormon now, bitch. I got 19
wives. Oh my
gosh. What?
Have you seen the show Couple to Thruple?
No, is it on TLC or on HBO Max?
It's on Netflix.
Fuck! I don't have a Netflix login anymore. You know what? I'm at the place where I'm at right now. They have Netflix.
Yeah, Couple to Thruple, man.
Dude, this sounds like a mistake.
I don't know if you can tell from the title, but it starts with couples that become thruples.
Now, is it a healthy thruple or is it a dysfunctional thrup?
Well, it just depends
on the thruple.
On the thruple, but what they have is after a few days, they have stay or swap ceremonies. So you can swap for a new person.
Wait. So it's like a game show. It's not like a reality show where you're following people around. It's like...
No.
It's like,
they all come to like this big house.
No.
So and all these couples show up, and then they meet the singles, and they get to choose who they want.
So they could just be having big orgies in there.
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. It's yeah. Like at night, they're all three of them are in one huge bed, and you can see like under the covers, like
no,
there's like dude. It's very obvious you're getting a blowjob.
Is it one of those like green? Like room cameras where when the lights,
yeah.
Oh my god, and they're like sucking and they're sucking.
Yeah.
Yeah, are there
you
any?
Can just see it under the sheets.
Is it like what? Two females, one male, or two females, one male? Is it very cisgendered? I guess is what I'm asking.
It's relatively. There is a gay male couple. Oh no, there's some new people that just joined that are both non-binary.
Okay.
And the person that they got with, I believe, is bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's two men that are together. One, I believe, is bisexual. The other is gay. And then the rest of the couples are, like, cis.
Well, I hope there's more gay men. And I hope they have some trans
there
people.
There are in the single.
Okay.
I don't know.
What about lesbians? Couple to
I haven't
thruple.
Seen any just
and then
any just straight les.
Now
I haven't seen that.
So is what are you trying to win or is it like, listen, I'm throwing you back. You just weren't right.
Yeah.
And the other person is like, oh, okay, what did I do wrong?
This one thruple, everything went so well for them, they decided to leave the house.
Well, that's a mistake. Wouldn't you want to stay and just try out a few more people?
And be in paradise.
Yeah. I'm trying to come here, friend.
You would think so.
I'm trying to be king of Ding Dong Thruple Palace.
Yeah.
You can't. Would you leave or would you stay?
If I fell in love?
I mean, fell in love. But how long were they there for? And do they share the house or do they each have their own
quadrant?
They
share the house, but they all have their own. It seems like they all have their own room.
Right. But
like each thruple.
But then all the thruples could interact.
Yeah, all the thruples interact during the day. And sometimes, and they have like mingle things with like the singles, with the other singles.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll show up at the swap.
I think I would like to go into this thing as a single.
Right?
Drama free. Just dip around little rooms and then leave. I'll be like, I'm sorry, it's not a match for me. No men. No men.
Yeah. Yeah, see, this is why I couldn't do it, because each of...
You're, like, looking for a wife, too.
Yeah, yeah.
You're ready to get ringed up.
Singular, just one.
You're getting ready to get ringed up, I'm getting ready to get donged down.
Nice. Nice.
Opposite ends of the spectrum, I see.
You been watching anything good?
Well, I've been watching when I can, Love is Blind. I'm a little late to that one. And mainly because I don't have Netflix. But I just got to the one where like people are being like, hey, actually, we're not compatible. Like, and that
I quit. I watched like one of them and then I haven't watched it anymore. But Erica is obsessed with it. So I've thought about starting again.
I mean, I find it really sad. And maybe that's
okay, selling it.
Yes, but it's also kind of fun. All the men are really dumb. This one guy is clearly not into this woman, and they're like, one's a teacher, one's a principal, and she's like, why don't you want to touch me or tell me you love me? And he's like, because I don't. Like, he was basically like on his phone and then like looked up and was like, listen, God has a plan for me and I don't think we're supposed to be together. I was like, you could have told her this. No, man, I wish I was watching fun stuff. I never watch fun stuff. I'm watching The Bachelor. I never thought I would be, but here I am.
I never thought you would be either. Why are you doing that?
It was on. I got real high with my friend Emily, and she was like, we should be watching this together. And
I mean, it's comical.
It's comical. And like, he was like, this guy is like, well, what if they see that I'm like not always up and that I also have chill moments? And I was like, Jesus Christ, what if? And then he was like, what if I don't walk out of here with anyone? I never had that thought until now. What if what if all these women don't like me? And I was like, brother, we are on the same train ride right now. But I was like, what a sad thought to be like, I'm the bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
I have 19 women that I'm dating. What if they all hate me? It's like, I think you need to be in therapy.
Yeah.
Instead of the bachelor.
For real.
What
there was one, I don't remember if he was the bachelor or if it was like, there was a girl that was a bachelor and he was like one of the final guys. I can't exactly remember. But like on camera, he started just like running away from everybody. He jumped a ginormous fence and then we found out he was gay.
Whoa. What? Wait, what?
Who was the gay bachelor?
We're looking this.
Colton Underwood.
Colton Underwood. Is that who is the host now?
Is he?
Colton Underwood. No. Yeah. He's got 1.9 million followers. 2 million followers. Oh, he was a former professional football player.
That's right.
That's
yep.
right. That sucks that you can't be out and gay in the NFL. Because I don't think he was the only one that's gay in the NFL.
I don't think he realized he was gay.
Until he was on The Bachelor.
Until he had 30 women being like, excuse me.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah.
Can I cut in for a minute?
Yeah, they're always like,
sorry, can I steal him for a sec?
I don't mean to be like disrespectful, but like I need to tell you this. Oh, you know what I love? When the women come up to them and they're like, I trust you and I need you to know that like I trust you and I trust your decision and your decision making skills and I'm here for the right reason. And I don't want to like question why you chose one woman or the other. And truthfully, like I hate drama, but and I have to like, you know, realize and recognize that you do see something in her and I have to trust that like you're on your own path with her, but she is not a good person. They're always like, but I trust you and I trust like your decision-making skills for yourself. Mm-hmm. That's what they always do. I keep hearing, I trust you. And like, I'm like, no, you don't.
I just don't get how everyone doesn't have mono.
Yeah. They must have, right? They must do a lot of COVID testing.
It's a lot of, like, it is so much kissing.
Would you, how would you do if you were the Bachelorette? Like if you, not if you were a contestant, but if you were
I don't think I could be either. I think if I was a contestant, it would make me feel bad about myself and I would have a lot of jealousy. I think if I was the Bachelorette, that I would feel guilty. I would like feel bad.
Right.
About hurting people. Like, I think I would have a miserable time because I would consistently be making women cry and that would drive.
That would give me a lot of power.
That makes me sad.
That would give me a lot of power.
Oh, okay. No. See, I would be sad for them.
I would be sad too. You know that. Yeah, I was thinking about this because sometimes, you know, it's like these, I guess the Bachelor and the Bachelorette are chosen from another season.
Yeah, so now they are.
Now there's already a parasocial relationship formed. Because they're like, when I saw it was Joey, I knew I had to sign up because he is my soulmate. There was one woman, no spoilers, but she left. She was like, this isn't for me. And I was like, yeah, that's great. You know yourself. And you left. And you said, you can't give me what I need. I can't give you what you want. Let's shake hands on it. Call it a day.
Yeah.
She was crying a lot. And then, of course, he was like, but what if she's the one that got away? Typical avoidant. Typical anxious avoidant right there. Don't want something until they've walked away. Well, buddy, you had your chance. All you had to do is have kids in 6 months to a year.
That's all you had to do, bud.
All you had to do, bud, have kids.
Did she really say that? I want to have kids in 6 months to a year?
No. Spoiler alert. I don't care. Basically, she has
endometriosis.
Yes, yeah. Thank you, Tamara. And it like getting pregnant and having a child will be really painful for her. The older she gets, so what is going on with my sentence structure? The older she gets, it'll be harder for her to have a baby. So she was like, I need to have one in the next year or two. And he's like, well, I want to travel for the first couple of years. And she was like, okay, well, you're not for me. And instead of wasting time,
we should. Good for her.
Yeah. I was like, hell yeah, that's great. She didn't put it on him. She didn't. Mm-mm. She was like, this is what it is. Would you ever take a boxing class, Allie?
If it was free. I'm
trying to think of ways for you to meet hot studs in your area.
Nobody's going to see me. I'm so goofy. Like, nobody's going to see me in a workout class and be like, yeah. Because.
Well, that's the thing boxing.
Like, they would probably look over and the bag would probably come back and hit me in the face. Like,
that's. Boxing is a great equalizer because everybody looks stupid boxing. Nobody's like, wow, look at that horse of a human. Maybe if you're an expert level, but if you're taking some classes, uh-uh.
Think about all these workout classes, like, because I love, like, hot yoga, and I would like to start doing it again. All the classes are, like, $30 a class.
It's rough, my friend.
Who the fuck can afford that?
Y'all got a Y? YMCA? My friend Deb goes to the Y, and it's awesome. I started going.
I'll have to.
Pools, have to basketball
court. How much
courts.
Is it?
$50 a month.
That's not bad.
Or sometimes when I was home for the holidays, Planet Fitness had a deal. It's 10 cents a month. I should have just kept it. It's like some weird sign-up thing.
Weird.
It was really weird. And I was like, I don't need this shit in my life.
Yeah, I've thought about that. There's a gym not too far. But right now, like yesterday, I told you, like, I completely crashed. I went like a little over 2 weeks, and I didn't take a single day off. Like, I had my reading. Like, I've had so much going on. And yesterday, I got up. I was ready to go to work. But then the mom called and said the baby was sick. And I was just like, I just crashed. But I got to get better about, like, not getting to that point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, learning how to say, like,
hey,
actually, I need some time for myself.
Yeah, I'm getting burnt out here.
I did do on Saturday. A mom asked me to nanny all day. And I was like, you know what? I really need, like, a mental health day for myself. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to be able to. And I was so proud of myself. And then I looked at my calendar and realized I'd already said yes to another family. So I still have babies.
Damn.
That's okay. We had a good time.
As you're tired, you're like weeping. Oh, it's okay.
It was great.
Dude, I've been like trying to find jobs and like work. It's so hard. I texted my old boss. I was like, hey, are there any jobs right now? Or is it tumbleweeds? He just wrote back, dry. I was like, no. He was like, things are going to pick up. It's scary right now.
Is your unemployment over?
Oh, yeah. It ran out this week.
Sorry, bud.
Dude, it ran out. And then food stamps, for some reason, dropped. My EBT dropped down to $23 a month. My social worker put my rent as my like monthly income. And I'm like, no. This is my rent.
Yeah, you should be able to.
So I keep trying to call and like re-upload and
yeah,
can't get a hold. But it'll all work out. I got a little savings. I have some shows. This is already going to come out. But I just wanted to say thank you to everyone that's gone to my just like promoting my shows. I know it'll all work out. It's just stressful, my friend. And I'm not good. I'm good with kids, but I've never nannied. Like, I wouldn't know like what to do if they like peed themselves.
You would change their clothes.
I know, but like, do you have to bathe them
if they peed themselves?
Probably, right?
And you can, but you can also just like wipe them down with baby wipes.
And you're like, here you go, stop pissing yourself, please.
No. That'd be a big no.
Okay. I guess I'm grouchy.
Oh, you know what I did go to on Sunday?
What'd you do? It was so fun.
Me and Lena's mom went to see another mom that I babysit for, ooh, Sabrina's burlesque show.
Okay, now that's interesting.
Sabrina was doing the music for it.
Okay.
And she was awesome. Sabrina Chapp. really great. And she's always worked in like the circus and burlesque world. Whoa. And made music for that. And so talented. And so we went to that. And there was this girl, like, because she knows people that do like sideshow circus stuff. So there was one girl that was like a burlesque act, but she also used, like, stuck a drill up her nose. And I was thinking, man, she's kind of hot. And then she licked the drill and I was like, I'm good.
No.
I can see. She did that. She took a hammer and hammered a nail up her nose.
What a mating call.
She stapled a skirt to her to herself.
This woman is unwell.
It was crazy.
Was everybody in the audience like, yikes, ouch?
Yeah, me and Anne's faces, wow, no.
Could you, what?
But I was thinking, I was like, I'm, you know, because I never had plans on being a nanny again since I did it in my, like, 20s. Like, mm-hmm. I always work with kids and babysit every now and then because I love children, but I didn't plan to. I'd always planned to either continue to work in group homes or start doing comedy mm-hmm. full time, which I had started to do before
the pandemic.
But I'm like, it's kind of nice, like, being around the same age as the parents, because I've just become friends with all of these
nice.
Parents.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
And you're like, who is this sticking a drill and licking her own boogers? Mm.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, my friend, I think it's time to head out.
All right, my friend.
Love you, my friend.
I love you too, my friend.
Hey, y'all, hey, y'all, the tea is crystal clear, y'all. Y'all say y'all gay, it's Allie and Ever here, y'all. We got a lot to talk about, so let us ask you now, y'all gay.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.